At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it. Made it to a Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in. Stay a while. Stay as long as you like. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. You can email. You can tweet. You can dial us up. All of the above. Hall of Famer Johnny Bench a little bit later on. All-Star game last night.
Oh.
I've been promoting baseball. I've been embracing baseball, except for let's start, you know, the 10th inning with a runner at second base. That's the only problem I've had, and all the strikeouts. But I'm watching the All-Star game, and I was bored. Bored with the uniforms. I was just like, okay. You know, home run derby was interesting, but All-Star game, not exciting. And the National League won. Who knew that the National League hadn't won in a decade?
Like an eclipse.
Nobody
did. The National League did, I tell you that much.
Yeah, okay. It's just not special. There's certain things that it's like you're trying to put earrings on a pig or lipstick on a pig. And you go, okay, hey, all right. And you're like, no, no. The All-Star game lost its luster a long time ago.
A lot of grumbles coming from this room over your take there, your lipstick.
I'm just telling you how it used to be. When you got to see the American League play the National League and they hadn't seen each other, now you have interleague play. Interleague play, while I like it, I don't love it when it comes to these kind of moments. A World Series or an All-Star game, I know that the stakes are higher in a World Series, but you liked it when that guy hadn't faced that guy. Or maybe there was a little animosity there. Or maybe there was pride, the National League versus the American League. Do I think these guys in the National League the last decade have gone home and cried, you know, sat on the porch with their dog and had a beer and just say, oh, I'm a loser. We can't beat the American League. Well, it used to be you really cared, but it doesn't anymore. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter, Tom.
It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter if we win or we lose.
So I'm watching, I go, okay, yeah, it's a Tuesday night in July. There's not much else on. Yeah, let me flip around. Nope, there's not much on. All right, I'll watch. And then I'm just like, okay. I actually was watching the PGA Tour, Live Tour Senate hearings.
Dude, you going C-SPAN on us? Holy smokes.
You wanted excitement.
My guy.
I wanted excitement. Oh, that's how bored I was.
Point of order.
Yeah. And nothing is worse than a politician who gets up there and doesn't know what he's talking about. Now, I don't know how often this happens, probably a lot more than we realize. But when it comes to the sports world, when there's sports issues, remember when you had, you know, Rafael Palmeiro and Canseco and Maguire, and they had politicians up there. They didn't know how to pronounce Rafael Palmeiro's name. Mr. Palmieri.
Mr. Palmieri.
Shouldn't you have somebody you hire just as an advisor, a consultant, that when you're going to get in front of the cameras and get in front of the American public, that you know what you're talking
just
about?
Just a little index card with the phonetics in front of you.
Yes.
Something.
So when you're talking about FIFA and you say FIFA a couple of times, that's when I go, oh, my God.
See, I took that as a shout-out to the show and Soccer Breakdown.
Okay.
That he was actually just throwing in, Dick was throwing in a sneaky little shout-out.
Yes, yeah, Senator Blumenthal from Connecticut. He's a local, and I've met him. He's a very nice man, but I would have said to him, let's make sure, if we're going to talk about the severity of this and the Saudis, we're going to talk about China.
Era, we must stop FIFA and live golf from taking over the PIGA. That's not it at all.
Yeah.
You got all three wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not PIGA, it's PGA.
PIGA and live shall never merge henceforth.
Who was the Boston mayor?
Menino?
Oh, my God. What did he say? It's Mike McGuire and...
Yeah. Sammy Susser.
Sammy Susser.
Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser.
Oh, no. That didn't he do... Havlicek and yeah.
Remember when Havlicek stole the ball and Veritek split the uprights? Yeah. We got Gonk here. How about Gonk?
Here's Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser.
It is a special pleasure for me to introduce our two home run kings for working families in America, Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser of the White House.
So that's Ted Kennedy, isn't it?
How could that ever happen? How does that happen?
And he does it in such a prideful way.
Our home run champions here for saving the kids or whatever it is.
Mike McGuire.
Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser of the White House.
Yes.
What?
I thought he was going to say of the White Sox. You know? Mike McGuire, Sammy Susser of the White Sox. Welcome to the White House. So I'm watching that last night, and nothing makes me madder than watching these politicians get up there, and they might mean well, but did you do your homework? Did somebody tell you? You can lose credibility in a second when somebody goes, how do you pronounce this? It's FIFA. FIFA. Okay, FIFA. All right, let me write that down phonetically. And then all of a sudden you get in front of the cameras and you're saying, you know, something to do with FIFA. And I went, oh, no. Maybe slipped up one time. And then doubled down and came back with a FIFA again. I go, no! You want me to take these hearings seriously? That's not the way to do it. FIFA, governing party. Just hire somebody. Hire Howie Schwab, the most knowledgeable sports guy I've ever been around. Howie, hope you're feeling better. Heard from him yesterday. Maybe you could help out these senators, congressmen. Yes.
Because we're trusting these idiots to know what they're talking about and to be aware of things. If they're going over like a financial crisis and they're like, Myral Lynch shall be shut down. Like, dude, it's Merrill Lynch. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, Paul.
And we do it on our show. Sometimes we dive into like government topics or topics that are nothing to do with sports. We try to find out how the pronunciation goes, like different places and different towns. We do our best to take a peek and try to find out. We make a lot of mistakes.
Did you just mispronounce pronunciation?
Did I say?
I mean,
did I say find out
the pronunciation.
You said pronunciation.
Pronunciation? That's good. I wish it was on purpose. Golly, that would be great.
Yeah. That was on purpose. We take the time to learn out about pronunciation.
I mean, at least we take the time to do that.
That's great.
Hey, look, we're told to stay in our lanes all the time. And you know what? The audience is right some of the time. But just watching last night, I blame this on the All-Star game. I do. I blame it on the All-Star game. There were a couple of moments, and then you had a home run by a first-time All-Star. You had a little bit of the ninth. Here's what happens sometimes. We look at the ninth inning, and we go, man, that was an exciting All-Star game. No, it wasn't. Ninth inning might have been. And Julio Rodriguez could have, you know, local boy makes good. There it is in Seattle. And you would have thought, okay. You know, when Fritzy goes, you know what was exciting last night? I go, what? He goes, watching the Fox guys eat popcorn and cotton candy.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. I wonder what the Big Poppy's eating in the fourth inning. What am I going to watch? The sack fly that made it 2-1 American League in the fifth or whatever it was? That didn't do anything for me.
If they were chugging beers, I would have been interested with that. And I like how Poppy sat between A-Rod and Jeter, because Jeter probably said, look, dude, you got to separate me and A-Rod, okay? Yes, Paul.
Don't you think that the All-Star game for adults is kind of like going to a parade? Remember when you were a kid, you went to parade with your family. It's the biggest deal in the whole town, and everything seemed big and grand, mm-hmm. and it seemed awesome, and they're throwing candy, and it was a big deal. When I take my kids to the parade, they go crazy. When I go to a parade, let's say I go to, I'm like, all right, I've seen that float before. I've seen this float before. This is nice. This is nice family fun, but it's not for me. It's for the kids. It's for the younger generation.
Okay, when did baseball leave us?
Us? Okay, yeah. I look at baseball fans, I would say over 40 or 30 or 40 years old, two ways. There's hardcore or there's casual. Casual, you check on your team, you check on the standings, you know the stars, you watch some baseball games on national TV, you check out Ohtani, you check out Bryce Harper. And then there's dudes like some of the dudes in back here and some dudes that I know who watch 162 of their team. You're a Cubs, Mets, Reds fan. Like Kirk Herbstreit the other day did this post. He doesn't know what to do when the Reds are off, like at night or in the afternoon, because he watches all 162. Mm. So there's either the casual fan or the 162 fan. And that's okay. A line of demarcation.
But no sport has an older demo than baseball does.
Yeah.
That's what they've been trying to change. They've been trying to get younger. That's why they're trying to speed up the game. Everything is meant to cater to a younger audience here. But are they forgetting about the older audience here? You know, the All-Star uniforms, bland. Boring. The National League, I mean, it looked like they were being punished by wearing those.
They were wearing jogging pants.
Yes, it didn't look good at all. And I get the, you know, the innovations here and things they want. I get all of that. I'm excited for the game. I want more people to appreciate the game. But it feels like they're trying too hard to be too young, too hip. Yes, Marv.
And maybe it's me. You guys can maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't baseball seem like it's the sport where it's passed down from generation to generation, where like your dad takes you to the ballpark teaches you how to, you know, play catch?
More so than any other sport. It was, hey, get your glove and we're going to go to a game. We're going to go watch BP. I mean, we don't do that in other sports. You get your glove, you're going to a game. But look, the game is still great. There's great players. I'm not knocking any of that. I just, you know, they're speeding up a game. And then the players are complaining they don't want a pitch clock in postseason. I'm like, no, those are the rules. You don't have regular season rules, and then all of a sudden you have postseason rules. This is part of it. This is part of the game now. Get rid of the runner at second base, and I'll be fine with all of this stuff. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, MLBPA wants the pitch clock changed, the timing rule changed for the postseason, maybe looser, just a touch looser. Like if there has to be a mound meeting or a guy's going through the signs and needs a break, because they don't want a guy called out in the ninth inning of a playoff game for the clock.
Well, then be aware of the clock.
I bet Manfred loosens the reins because he won't catch much heat for loosening the reins for the playoff games.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to do it. They're not.
He's had a fourth strike while.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. When an intruder threatens your home, Simply Safe's new 24/7 Live Guard protection is there to help. Agents can speak to and deter them through the camera. Right now, get 20% off any Simply Safe system at simplysafedan.com. No safe like Simply Safe. Poll question today, Seton O'Connor.
Well, we know how you'd already vote on this one, Dan. How much of the All-Star game did you watch last night? All summer, none. You watched
I watched some. Yeah. Some-ish. And then I watched. So I watched Sumish, and then I watched the golf hearings, and then
flipped back.
And then I was Restoration Mansion or something. I was watching that, and then I was looking for a movie. I don't know. I was trying to find something. Mm-hmm. I needed something to accompany the tequila I was drinking last night and my cigar. And then I tuned in at the very end because I thought, all right, let me see. You know why I tuned in at the end? DraftKings had the National League favored by 1.5 runs. So I'm thinking, all right, they haven't won in a decade. Let me see if they win and they cover. So they win, they don't cover. And I'm thinking, all right, I'm watching that. You know, it's like, all right. Any other poll questions, or do we want to take a break and see if we can settle?
Let's take a break, Dan. Let's take a break. We got a million of them.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll do that. Your phone calls are welcome. Operator Tyler standing by. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @TP Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. And radio affiliates around the country as well. Thank you for joining us on the program. Take a break. Back after this. Kings Hawaiian, and they want to start something. Oh, they really want to start something. It's called Slider Sunday. Well, you don't have to wait till Sunday, but they would like to make Slider Sunday the next great weekly mealtime ritual. Perfect way to enjoy your summer. So therefore, you gather the kids around the grill, and you know, you have the King's Hawaiian. They also have great recipes. They have recipe inspiration. You go to kingshawaiian.com, and you could make the family happy with the bacon cheeseburger slider. So that's the burger, bacon, caramelized onions, topped with American cheese, and that'll be put on the OG, King's Hawaiian sweet roll. Awesome, right? So however you're enjoying summer, barbecuing with friends, getting together with family, King's Hawaiian wants to make every Sunday a Slider Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli selection of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. All right, let's settle on a poll question here today. I did like the Seattle fans serenading Shohei Ohtani. I don't know if it's going to catch on. I think the Yankees are coming to town to play the Angels, but I wish he was going back to New York and, you know, hearing the Yankee fans serenading Shohei Ohtani. I don't know if it happens in Kansas City where they go, you know, they think they have a shot at Shohei Ohtani. What's poll question or other suggestions that you may have there, Seton O'Connor?
Kind of stumbled upon this one a little bit. Interleague play in Major League Baseball. Love it, hate it?
I don't even think about it anymore.
Or I should say smash or pass, as the kids would say.
Oh. You know, the Cubs going to Yankee Stadium, okay, that was interesting. But how many years we had interleague play? 25 years?
Yeah, 97.
Yeah, okay. So you have a whole generation who's grown up with interleague play. Has it outlived its usefulness? Do we want that curiosity of that player or that team against my team or that pitcher, that hitter? Yeah, Paulie.
I wonder if the move to interleague play in 97 was a reaction to that dip. Remember the 94 strike and fans were jumping off the bandwagon? The mid-90s was really tough for baseball. I wonder if that was reactionary by Selig and other people in baseball where, like, we got to spice this up. And interleague play was a big, big deal at the time. A lot of people were for or against it, but they were talking about it.
Yeah, but you had Sosa and McGuire and Ripken's streak at, you know, that right was 97, yeah. 98. It felt like baseball was coming back because of the home runs. By the way, did you see where Barry Bonds was on a podcast and he was he's saying he's vindicated and he should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame? Here's a portion of that with Barry Bonds.
People have to understand something is that the fact of is that I was vindicated. I went to the court. I was in federal court and I won my case 100%. Where is the vindication of me in my own sport? That's what bothers me.
All right. Hollywood Swingin' Podcast is where Barry Bonds appeared. And, you know, there's part of the language in being a Hall of Famer. There's character and integrity. I think those are the words that are in there. And if Barry Bonds, you know, wants to tell us everything about what he did, because he said, look, there were no rules back then. Okay, did you break rules? Did you use something? He said he used the, you know, the cream, the clear, and he thought that was like flaxseed oil. Okay. At any point did he go, golly, I can't even fit in my uniform. I need a new one. I can't wear my hat that I used to wear. All right. Like, Barry did it too well. It's like Lance Armstrong. If you're going to win 7 Tour de France's, how about you finish second a couple of times or fourth maybe? Just throw them off a little bit. Bonds is like, oh, McGuire and Sosa getting all this publicity? All right. You want to see what will happen if a really good player uses? So there's character and integrity there. Were you using something that you shouldn't have been using? Was it illegal in society? Maybe baseball didn't test for it, but yeah, Paulie.
Barry Bonds is using semantics here. He's saying it wasn't illegal or they weren't testing for it. Those are two different things.
Right. Yeah.
They started testing before the 2003 season. They banned steroids, and Major League Baseball issued a rule banning steroids in 1991. They didn't test for it, which so it was like a toothless rule. But if he says it was legal in his sport, that's not true.
I know. These guys say that, oh, it doesn't matter. Him and Clemens, it doesn't matter. I get in the Hall of Fame. It does matter. Bond's saying that. Hey, I was vindicated. I'd like to know, why did your trainer go to prison? Like, did you pay him to go to prison? Because he didn't have anything to say to anybody there. I'd be curious. Like, if you want to have, you want people to be sympathetic to you, then let us be sympathetic. Like, tell us the reason why we should be sympathetic to you. And yes, he was on the path to being a Hall of Famer when he was with Pittsburgh. But it's the totality of your career. You can't go, man, I was a great driver until I got that DUI. Well, but you got the DUI. And that's what Bonds did. He was a great baseball player until. And that's where I have to look at your entire career. Roger Clemens, oh, he was on his way to Cooperstown. What happened on his way to Cooperstown? Well, he took a couple of detours there. You know, when he went to Toronto and found the Fountain of Youth there. Oh, okay. Or otherwise, he would have been out of baseball because the Red Sox released him. Okay. And then, you know, when these players say, hey, I never tested positive. That doesn't mean you didn't use. There are a lot of guys who never tested positive who did use. Yes, Marvin.
What changed when the voters were voting for Bonds to win MVP and him getting to the Hall of Fame now? Like, the size of his head was changing. Like, you saw how big he was.
Well, I don't know if they were factoring in any of that when you're voting for MVP, but Hall of Fame is separate. The Hall of Fame is taking your career, everything that you've done. You know, though, I don't know if those voters at the time wanted to be judge and jury. We were still learning about this. You know, when McGuire had the Androstein, and everybody's like, oh, my God, you know, and he put it there in his locker. So it was there to see. He was saying, hey, I use this. And we were like, Andro, what is it? And we didn't know if it was legal or legal-ish, but, you know, Bond saying the clear and the cream, and he didn't know. He thought it was flaxseed oil. Yes, he...
Yeah, the other thing that Barry Bonds is using sort of like misleading statements on or like operating in a gray area, I guess, is he wasn't found not guilty in a court of not like for not using steroids. He was accused and found guilty of obstruction of justice for not giving truthful answers while being investigated for steroids. And then that was later overturned because they said that his... If I'm reading this right, they said that his answers were so rambling and nonsensical that they actually didn't have anything to do with the case. So they couldn't find him guilty of obstruction and perjury. So he wasn't vindicated in courts as being a clean baseball player. That's not true at all.
Oh, I don't think the hosts of this podcast were pushing back on him. But, you know, if he wants to sit down and do an interview with somebody on this show or Bob Costas or whoever it might be and really talk about all of this, there's a lot of questions and not a lot of answers there.
Those are the kind of statements, though, that people pick up and take as fact, though. Like, well, he went to court and was found not guilty. Yes. So what else does he need to do?
Yeah.
And it's just not really the full truth at all.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of information there. There's a lot of information on Barry Bonds using performance-enhancing drugs. How do you explain your production? Now, he can say, hey, because I would say, all right, you had this rejuvenation. You had a second career at the age of 34. The numbers you put up, I mean, greatest performance ever. I mean, he had a window that's the greatest performance in baseball history. He had 73 home runs at the age of 36, I believe. Like, he was doing things that were, you know, video game-like. How does he explain that? So I thought it was flaxseed oil, but then you realized it wasn't flaxseed oil. You got bigger. You got stronger. You were dominating. And for people to say, and this always comes up, well, steroids don't help you hit a baseball. Yeah, they do. They can all hit a baseball. Imagine you got a guy who is already a Hall of Fame talent, and now I add muscle to him, and now he's hitting. These aren't warning track home runs. These are bombs. And, you know, quickness through the strike zone. I mean, Bonds was as quick through the strike zone as anybody I've ever seen. Him and Paul Molitor were extremely quick through the strike zone. And you couldn't make a mistake with Bonds. I mean, it was fascinating to watch. And I don't know if one day we go, you know what? Forget, use whatever you want to use. Make it like WWE. Yeah, you might die at 48, but so what? Entertain us. Like, let's go. But you get people who will now say, and it's a younger generation, hey, you know, put them all in. Well, no. Like, if that's the case, then why do we even have any rules? Because now you're using, and now I have to use, because I got to keep up with you. You know, it's unfortunate that baseball couldn't test in the major leagues. I had conversations with former Commissioner Bud Selig. He said, I'm powerless with this. Players Association is going to fight me. And here's the thing with the Players Association. They were protecting the 95% who were not using. And then we find out, no, they weren't. They were protecting the 95% who probably were using here. And yes, pitchers used. We've discussed this. But I just, Bonds saying that he was vindicated, I found interesting. Plus, you say there's certain things that happen in this business. It's when something happens. Like the worst thing for Pat Fitzgerald and Northwestern was the timing of this. there's nothing going on, it became really, really important. Nobody cares about Northwestern football. You would have no reason unless you went there. If you're Mike Greenberg and Michael Wilbon, you care. But now we care because there's nothing else going on. Pat Fitzgerald, all the hazing. This is a team that is not any good, not going to be good this year, weren't good last year, weren't good the year before. He's a local boy, makes good as far as being a Northwestern player, and then became the head coach and had some sort of relevance with that football team. But it became an issue because, you know, the timing of this. Mid-July, nothing going on. Wow. Did you hear that story? Like, there's other stories. I saw where Asante Samuel and Darrell Revis are having a beef here, and I go, why? This time of the year, it becomes a little bit bigger. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, they were just putting out a list of the best corners, and Sauce Gardner was up there. And Asante Samuel was like, oh, see what that New York media, you know, they'll hype you up.
Yeah.
And Darrell Revis was like, how did I get into this? Like, why are you bothering me? And Sauce was like, I didn't even do it. I didn't make the list up. Like, those two felt like, wait, what did we do? Like, we didn't make the list. And Asante Samuel was just going out of his way to.
Does Asante Samuel now want to box Darrell Revis? Did I read that correctly? That now they want to settle this in the ring? Yes, Marv.
He should have tried to catch that interception
he had
in the Super Bowl.
Blue? Okay. Too soon.
Through his hands.
Oh, man. Patriots fans, they won a lot, but boy, do they remember that with Asante Samuel.
18-1. Still.
Yeah. Yes, Todd?
It's going to be called the neutral cornerback if they fight each other.
All right. Thank you, Todd. There was a Dick's Sporting Goods commercial last night.
Oh, yeah.
So it comes on. It's Mike Trout. And he's talking about when he was a little leaguer and that he got a second place trophy, but he didn't want the second place trophy. You know, he couldn't accept second place trophy. And I'm thinking, what would Mike Trout give for a second place trophy now? Right? Like, I'm watching, I'm going, who approved this commercial? Mike Trout, man, I hate second place. You know, last place is okay, but second place, man, I can't take that trophy.
It drove me crazy.
I did laugh, and I thought, okay.
Nobody hates losing more than me. Then I got $750 million.
Yeah. You know what helps me get over losing? Having a $400 million contract.
When I was a kid, I hated losing. Now I'm pretty okay with it. This is Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
What? I do a commercial where it's like, I'm Mike Trout, and I still love the game, just like I did when I was a little kid. Show some pictures of him as a little kid hitting bombs. And then show him walking to Dick's Sporting Goods buying some new gear.
Yeah, you don't need to have the second place trophy part of this.
No, right? Something else. I love the game. Go buy some shoes.
Yeah. Second place trophy, I couldn't take it. Okay. Did you get any first place trophies? Because you aren't getting any with the Angels.
He would kill for second place. Right
he would.
Now. That's so tough. That's so tough.
Or third or fourth or fifth.
Yeah. What's the best he's ever finished in baseball?
Eighth place.
When they bowed out against Kansas City. Yeah, I was not. No, I could have been fun to be around last night because it was just me. And I'm watching the All-Star game. And I'm the grumpy old man. I absolutely was. I'm like, I hate that. I hate that too. Those uniforms, they stink. This game is boring. Let me turn on, you know, the Senate hearings.
Era.
The FIFA. And I went, no, it's FIFA. Politicians.
They're just supposed to know these things.
They are.
They're just supposed to know.
They need to have.
If you're going
to
call these stupid hearings, just know the names.
Yeah. Yes.
How quickly did it hit you? Like, wow, I just went to the Senate hearings over the Major League Baseball All-Star game. I can't believe.
Oh, no. I was just curious how they were going to answer this because, you know, Senator Blumenthal is the one who was chairing this. He wanted answers about what's going on. And I'm fine with that. You know, but we're in bed in business with so many different entities that are nefarious. Well, or downright evil. I mean, we shouldn't be in business with China, but we are. And then, remember Daryl Morey had that tweet about Hong Kong? It was just a tweet. And then all of a sudden, chaos. Like, he was saying something that was true. It was real. But you can't do that. And then nobody came to his defense. All these players who have their Nike shoes made over there, China with their business, and they love the NBA, and it's going to cost, you know, millions and millions, if not billions of dollars with that little tweet there. They're still in business with China. Last I looked, they're as evil, if not more, than the Saudis. But, you know, what's important? We decide what's important. And then all of a sudden, these, you know, governing bodies or commissioners have to talk about it. Adam Silver doesn't want to talk about China. And I'm sure the PGA Tour talking about LIV and everything that goes on behind the scenes, they don't want to talk about that. Like, it's the unspoken truth. Like, don't look over there. You know, it's something bad, but look over here. There's something good over here. Or there could be. And I was told by somebody yesterday with affiliated with golf that the LIV Tour wants to go after the LPGA. They weren't satisfied just going after the PGA. And the guy who heads up the Saudi investment fund, he said, hey, you know what I would like? I'd like a membership to Augusta.
Oh, boy.
Like, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, sure. Anything else that you would like? I've been doing this too long.
Yeah, you've been having a rough week. It's Wednesday.
I know. It's hump day. I should be having a great day. Johnny Bench is going to join us.
Oh, you love Johnny. Love Johnny Bench.
I love John.
When you loved baseball.
Yes. No, I still love baseball. I like baseball a lot. When you're young, it's so important to you because you have time for baseball.
But this is not, from the psychology of it, it's like everything that's from our childhood. We think everything's better. We were better. Psychologists write articles about this. It's not, things always change. I'm sure there's old men in the 70s who are like, look at baseball in the 70s. It stinks. It's not like it was in the 40s. It's us. It's not as much, the sports do change. Everything changes. But we're older, and we're not as young and not sore and no bills.
But you don't know the starting lineups anymore, right?
Yes, because here's why.
Okay.
When you were 12 years old, you knew every starting lineup in the baseball, basically, right? Probably.
Yeah, a lot of them.
You could tell me every Reds lineup.
Oh, yeah.
When you were 12, you weren't interested in girls, cars, or beer. Your livelihood was sports. That's all you cared about. When I was 12,
I had a curiosity of girls.
Yeah, but not like when you're 15, all of a sudden things, girls have become a priority.
No,
getting your license.
No, I could still name the starting lineup.
No, you weren't their priority.
No, I was not. Yes, Seton.
I don't know that we're talking about 12-year-olds. Like before you know, when I was in my 30s, my favorite game of the year were always Yankees Red Sox, and now I couldn't care less. You know, I was a grown man, almost getting married and almost being a father. I had my own bills I had to pay. I had, you know, all of that stuff. And the game somewhere in between then and now has lost me.
But do you?
So I don't know that it's just about 12-year-old kids.
But do you think because the Red Sox won that changed everything? With that rival, like, it, you know, we don't care as much as we once did. But we were rooting for the Red Sox to have that moment against the evil empire. Well, the Red Sox became the evil empire as well.
Yeah.
And therefore, like, what is a great rivalry in baseball now?
I mean, Dodgers-Giants, right? Still.
Kind of. Yeah. But I don't know if America gets behind it. It's like, oh, my gosh, can't wait for that showdown. I mean, how many Giants can you name? You can name a lot of the Dodgers, but, you know, they paid a lot of money to get those players. And they're well-known players. Yes, Todd?
I also thought, to a certain extent, a lot of these guys stayed on the same team for at least enough years where rivalries and interest in certain teams and players, that's your team. Those are the guys, that's going to be your lineup for several years, at least the main guys on that team.
Yes, Paul.
But that's because when you're 12, a guy staying 3 years on a team was one quarter of your life, right? So if a guy was on your team for 5 years, that was half your life when you're 10, 11. You know, it was compacted. We were different. It's hard to replicate that. Yes, the sports changed and they lost us.
And I don't have a problem if they jump from team to team. I mean, they're businessmen. I'm fine with that. I do think it hurts the game from the standpoint of familiarity. I mean, we talk about college basketball. There's so much turnover there that we're not. We love familiarity. We love to know what we're looking at. In college basketball, you're tuning in going, I have no idea who they are. I have no, oh, I know the coach. That's about it. All right. I'm going to get off my soapbox. I'm going to be back in the game, having a good day.
That's. I kind of feel like the point of this show is your soapbox.
Oh, it is?
Like, if you get off of it, it's going to be like, so, well, what's the show now?
So you want me to be grumpy the rest of the show?
I just think you should embrace your feelings and how you are right now. If you're grumpy, then be grumpy.
It's your journey.
Is it?
It makes you more edgy when you've got that little anger going.
What, are you
going
to sit here and be like, I don't know, I can take it or leave it. All-Star game was okay. Okay, well, what are we going to do for the next 2 hours and 59 minutes?
Okay.
It's all right. It's fine. I don't know. All right. Whatever.
Yeah. How about we take a break here? Huh? We got play of the day coming up. I love to tell you about things that can help you in everyday life. Our great sponsors, partners, as I call them. And one of the originals, the OGs, is Simply Safe. They have something called 24/7 Live Guard Protection. It's made possible only by Simply Safe's new Smart Alarm Wireless Indoor Camera. Fast Protect Monitoring. If you sign up for that plan, if an intruder breaks into your home, Simply Safe's monitoring agents can actually see, speak to, and maybe deter them through the camera, warning them that they're being recorded. Police are on the way, and it's a game changer in home security. But then you should expect this from Simply Safe. 24/7 Live Guard Protection and the new Smart Alarm Indoor Camera work seamlessly as part of the entire Simply Safe security. It's going to cost you under $1 a day, a bargain for peace of mind. Right now, my listeners get a special 20% off any Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. The big offer will not last long, so visit simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening. Listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
2-2. Swing and a high fly ball left field. That one back. That one way back there. Gone! Elias Diaz, a home run. And the National League has taken a 3-2 lead as he blasts that one out to left.
Yeah, good story. 32. He's a catcher with the Rockies. He's the first Colorado Rockies player to be named All-Star Game MVP. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by the great folks at Simply Safe, the new 24/7 live guard protection game changer. Agents can speak to and deter them through the camera. Right now, get 20% off any Simply Safe system at simplysafedan.com. No safe like Simply Safe. Jackson in San Antonio leads us off this morning. Hi, Jackson.
Hey, DP. So 5'9 of 185. So I've been listening to your show for over 10 years now, and I understand I'm not going to make a whole lot of friends with this, but, you know, a lifelong Houston sports fan. After 2017 with the Astros, you know, I really struggled with it. It was the only championship that I got to enjoy, because back in 95 when I was born, the Rockets won, but I was just a tiny little infant baby. But I think, I don't know if you saw this last night, but on the red carpet, Orbit, their mascot, who ironically looks like Oscar the Grouch's cousin, came out with a box of tissues. And I think that for the Astros, you know, I understand why everybody hates them, but I think it might be time for them to embrace the heel role, especially since they won last year. But anyways, I appreciate the time. Thanks for having me.
All right. All right, Jackson. Yeah. I don't think the Astros are going to embrace being the heel in Major League Baseball. Because you're still getting players who, to embrace the heel means that you're embracing that you guys did something wrong. And I think some of those players are still saying that they never did anything wrong. And then you get the commissioner who comes out for some reason and saying, you know what, I probably should have had a harsher penalty. Yeah. Yeah. Do an investigation. And however long it takes, find what you need to find there. Instead of saying, I'm going to give everybody immunity, but I'm going to fire a front office person and a manager. Yep, it's all done. And then when the commissioner comes out and says, well, you know, it's basically just a piece of metal, the World Series trophy. Not a good situation. Didn't add, didn't help. Yeah. You know, so what if they cheated? I mean, it's really just a piece of metal.
Really, who cares?
Okay. Doug in North Carolina. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Good, Dan. I wanted to talk about a baseball story that is being horribly overlooked. You're about to interview one of your boyhood idols. One of my boyhood idols was a catcher by the name of Johnny Walkenfuss. He had a very unique batting stance, and everyone growing up tried to mimic him. He died last year of dementia. He took over for a guy named Bill Freehan, who also recently died of dementia. Walkenfuss has donated his brain to some research center. And before his death in the years leading up, he said that he thinks he got it from foul balls and those old two-piece catcher's masks didn't have any shock absorbance. I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but if you could ask Johnny Bench if he ever got a stinger or a concussion from a foul tip straight to the, I think baseball has a CTE scandal that's about to break.
All right. Well, thank you, Doug. I would imagine that Johnny Bench got his bell rung, and that's what it was probably called back then. Getting your bell rung.
Isn't that why they got rid of the collisions at the plate?
Yeah.
They tried to minimize those. I mean, that.
Yeah.
Was it Buster?
Buster Posey.
Buster Posey.
Got yeah. Chris in South Carolina. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Dan. Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
6'7", high school coaches, 250. So my school district just approved me to teach a history of sports class. And we're talking, you know, sports throughout all of time, not just in America, but throughout the world. So wanted to get you and the Danettes' opinions on anything, you know, that you thought had to be in this class, you know, something that you thought really stood out in history that, hey, this is something that has to be taught in a history of sports and society type class.
All right. Let's see. First thing I thought of was Jesse Owens, 1936 Olympics in Germany with Adolf Hitler. So it's Nazi Germany. And here's Jesse Owens, African-American. And he is dominating. And you're doing it right in front of the Führer. So that would be the first thing that I would point out. You got one, Paul?
We all just said the same exact one you said. That's like mandatory.
Yeah, that'd be a number one seed. Johnny Bench will join us coming up. Also, I think Gilbert Arenas, he had a conversation with Zion Williamson that was very enlightening. I believe Gilbert's going to join us as well. 2 hours to go, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.